Jared and Shireen, County 10's morning show, County 10's podcast, and Coffee Time. Every week we talk with folks with Sage West, and I'm so excited. Margaret's with us, Margaret Wilder.
Hello.
She's a wild child. I love her. And she joins the show quite a bit, but we have some special folks that don't normally join the show that we are in celebration of. And ladies and gentlemen, it is EMS week, which is Emergency Medical Services. Mm-hmm. And so we are here to celebrate some special folks. Who do we got, Margaret?
Oh, well, I'm going to let them introduce themselves. Why don't we start with Lori?
Lori Wimpen. I'm a flight paramedic for Guardian Flight, and I've been doing EMS for 35 years.
Woohoo!
Wow.
And then we have Amy.
My name's Amy Hansen. I've been with Guardian for a little over a year and a half almost, but I've been a nurse for almost, well, five this year or so.
Thank you. And we have Amanda.
I'm Amanda Hilliker, and I have been with Guardian a little over a year at this point, and I've been a nurse for about 12 years.
Wow, thank you so much. So we just got done celebrating Nurses Week. That was a lot of fun with Sage West, and now we get to celebrate EMS Week. So Margaret, you guys are always trying to make sure that all the employees feel special, and for this week, we get to honor some folks that are real heroes, lifesavers in, you know, times of crisis.
Yes, they are. We're just so thankful, and we want to say thank you to all of them, including, you know, Frontier Ambulance, Classic Air, and the fire crews that help out. Lori, can you just start with, we'll start with Lori. Lori always gets picked on. Tell us your background and how you started in emergency medical services and where it took you and how many years you've been involved.
So, I started EMS clear back in high school, and like I said, I started out as an EMT basic. If anybody is interested in becoming an EMT at this point, cool thing is when I took the class way back in ancient years, it was all done by the local EMS service, who was trying to do it on your own time, and you did nights and weekends, and it was a long, drawn-out process. A lot of the colleges now will offer it, and you can actually get college courses towards it, and you can apply towards your transcript. You can go to the state of Wyoming's website for their EMS office, and they'll actually have different classes listed, or you can contact your local ground unit. They will usually have some classes that they're hosting too. And then there's some first responder classes that you can do that's like 40 to 50 hours if you just kind of want to help and learn the basics of, you know, start the breathing, stop the bleeding type things, and just simple splinting procedures. A lot of those guys you'll see affiliated with like your search and rescue or your fire services or even law enforcement. And then there's a Wyoming has kind of a middle advanced cert for the emergency medical, and that's, they call it an EMT intermediate or EMT B advanced. And then you go up to the paramedic, and the paramedic, you actually will go to a college, and it's either a year, 1 year or 2 year program.
For the EMS, what different avenues are there for folks that are interested in, you know, maybe taking this route?
It's gotten quite a bit more broad than it used to be.
Right.
You can do it just from local service of just helping thy neighbor, of just helping at, you know, randomly as the call's being activated, or just having it as personal knowledge that if you do a lot of traveling, or if you just, you have that accident prone family member, you want to be able to kind of take care of them yourself.
And there's job avenues too. Yep. Like you talk about Guardian Flight, where you guys are, you know, on flights, obviously. There's ambulance avenues.
Yeah, it was so much, even 10 years ago, it was very heavily volunteer now. And now it's kind of a career path that they can do. You'll see them use it as kind of a stepping stone to either go into nursing, or they're doing it for pre-med, or maybe that's their niche, is the emergency service, is a pre-hospital side. So you can do it in ground ambulance. You have EMTs that are working in emergency rooms as ER techs now. They'll work in ICUs like doing teletechs as well. And then they can move up into the critical care or the mobile critical care transports and or air transports. So it's really broadened.
But we didn't hear about you. How many years have you been doing this?
35.
So she knows what she's doing.
Yeah, 35 is a long time. I'm sure, like you had mentioned too, it's changed a little bit. And she talked about how it really used to be volunteer, and that's kind of how it was. And now it really is that career path. And we are, you know, about, you know, growing and keeping and, you know, retaining a lot of the folks here. And so we talk about the avenues at CWC. For those of you that have, you know, looked into the nursing, looked into any of that kind of stuff, that's obviously, you know, with the other ladies who are here as well, That's an avenue too. I mean, you have a lot of folks that want to be a nurse. How do we get to that point too? Well, you know, starting out as an EMT is a great way to do so.
Yeah, there's a lot of nurses that do start out as EMTs, intermediates, and then they'll go to nursing school instead of transitioning to paramedic school, which it just depends on the kind of work that they want to do later on. I mean, you can always transition other places, but if you go into nursing from being a medic, you have like the hospital, you have out of hospital, outpatient sites, nursing is so broad. There's so many opportunities.
But having that EMT background can really advance that.
Yep.
It definitely gets your feet wet and lets you explore where you might want to end up, because you might hate it or you might love it, and you either become a nurse, you can become a physician assistant, a nurse practitioner, a physician. You know, you get to see a whole bunch, especially in a community like this where our Frontier ambulance brings in the patients and they actually hang out with the patients in the emergency room, and they get to see a whole bunch of different avenues that are in the hospital, so they can figure out kind of where their niche might be if they don't want to stay pre-hospital.
What made you want to be in this field? Because you are also a nurse as well as
I am a nurse,
EMS,
and I did emergency room nursing prior to before I became a critical care ground. I did it with pediatrics out on the East Coast.
Oh, wow.
And there was a little bit of flight involved, but my mentor, when I was a baby nurse, she flew, and I was like, they look so cool. That's what I want to do.
You guys do look really, really cool. We're going to have a photo Margaret took, too. Very cool.
Cool onesies that we get to wear.
Yeah, it reminds me of Top Gun very much. So
they
whip off
their aviators, helmets.
Are you guys adrenaline junkies? Because you guys are in this field of something I could never do.
A little bit, yeah. I think you have to be.
I think so, too.
You never know what you're going to get. Mm-hmm. I mean, the call might come across one thing, and then you get there and it's completely different, or the patient has tanked, or like a scene call, it could go south. I mean, your adrenaline is always running. Always going.
Yep. And Margaret, you did for Nurses Week, we were talking about, you know, the ER folks too being a little bit of adrenaline junkies, and it goes right in line, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh
absolutely.
Well, we always choose the pre-hospitals, the chaos, because, you know, you still have the vehicles with people entwined in them. You have the fire there. Things are still, you know, you still have the radiators smoking or whatever. And we actually bring them all up in a nice little tight ribbon and then give it to the nurses at the hospital. That's kind of the running.
It's a really good way of putting it, and a great analogy.
Yeah.
For
We leave the chaos behind, and then we try to just bring the hospital, the patient to deal with.
That's a lot of baggage on you guys, but you guys do it with a smile. You obviously enjoy your jobs. Marker, what have you do? What are they doing at Sage West to honor the EMS folks?
Well, it's a secret. I don't want them to know. I'm going to surprise them later.
Okay. Marker, they've always got great fun stuff too. We just talked about what they do to honor the employees too as well. So
yeah.
Thumbs up.
Maybe we can ask them, what is the difference between a flight nurse and a paramedic?
So in the state of Wyoming and just pretty much abroad, I'm actually kind of a critical care paramedic, and then with the critical care nurses. Really the only thing that I, as a critical care in Wyoming, I just can't initiate the blood. I can monitor it, I can DC it, or I can complete it, but I just can't actually spike it. Other than that, the nurses, and that's why we fly a nurse-medic pair, is my emphasis on the paramedic is heavier on airway and cardiology, and the nurses is heavier on the ICU and your infusion managements and that. And so you take the two disciplines and blend them together, and you have a really awesome crew.
Wow.
So, and I get to manage all the scene stuff, so, and she manages all the ICU mm-hmm. stuff.
Yep, we get on a scene, I'm like, all right, Lori, tell me what to do. I'm listening.
That's awesome.
So you guys are some of you are the pairs together then, obviously. Yeah. Lori, like you had mentioned. So that's cool. That bond too is always awesome to have. Well, Margaret, anything else as we honor EMS folks with Sage West?
We just really want to thank them for what they do. And I want to add is I asked on the last show we were on, when should we call emergency medical services? Because, you know, the people in Wyoming are pretty tough. And they're kind of like, you know, I don't think I'm going to call. I just got this little pain, or my chest kind of hurts. But, you know, I'm just going to, it could be the pizza I ate, you know, but they get worse and worse and worse, and they don't want to go anywhere.
Good point.
So can you tell us, Lori, when should we call emergency medical services?
The best way to kind of just in a few words is, you know, if you're having chest pain, difficulty breathing, any of your stroke symptoms, or you're not able to control the bleeding, you need to call for help. Call 911. The cool thing is a lot of your dispatch centers across Wyoming have the capabilities that behind the scenes, that dispatcher can coach you into how to stop the bleeding, how to open an airway, how to do chest compressions, or just coordinating of what to do until your responders get there.
How important is having a membership like Life Flight or something of that nature? Do you guys see on a regular basis promoting that for families and folks?
So Guardian Flight has, we've been just reinstated in Wyoming our membership through the Air Care Med Network. It's a membership that kind of augments. So if, you know, Wyoming is very outdoorsy. We're always doing something and we never plan to have an accident. But if you do, it's super nice to have that membership to know that at least your portion of the deductible or whatever's coming back to you is going to be covered. And I know there's other federal stuff and it's all kind of way above my head as far as discussing, but it's a peace of mind of knowing that you've got that little extra.
I think so.
Right. It's fun for us to do our job, but it's a bad day when we have to meet you. It's going to be a bad day for you no matter what.
And Lori, can you tell us, or one of the nurses chime right in, why it's important and what are the signs of a stroke and why is it important that we get to the hospital quickly?
So signs of a stroke, difficulty speaking, forming words, one side of your body isn't working, either just your face or your arms, legs, one of those sides. Let's see.
Numbness, weakness, one side.
Any pain?
And how many minutes should we get to the, how quickly should we get to the hospital? And what are the minutes involved and why is that so important?
So there are medicines that we can give if it's within the certain time window. We want you to be there as quickly as you recognize symptoms. Before you get to the hospital is very important if we know the sudden onset of time, so we can give you the right medicines to kind of break up that clot in your brain. It's changed since I've worked in the ER. So we want you there within...
typically 3 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And then the cool thing, again, as everybody knows, medicine advances, it's got much more techno. But if we just stick to that three-hour window, mm-hmm. Because the thing that's kind of discouraging a little bit is that if you went to bed having these symptoms, but you didn't activate until the morning, we have to go off of when the last time you were normal.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really important that when you're having that chest pain that's unresolved with rest, or you're having the facial droop, you know, again, the difficulty speaking, the one-sided drooping, is get that activation early.
Yeah, because my understanding, there can be irreversible damage if you don't get to the hospital quickly, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So if you're not there within that time limit that we can give you the medicine, we can't give it to you.
Yeah, and unfortunately, sometimes with strokes, there is not even that time, you know, mm-hmm. depending on the severity.
Yeah.
But
yeah. And a lot of good things have, again, progressing, is that we have patients that are making much better recoveries than they ever did when I first started doing this.
Right.
It's that's the part of the medicine that I think kind of keeps your blood going, is just seeing that, you know, you look at things that they even burn care then and now, and the cardiology.
Oh, I'm sure
that,
35 like... years you've been seeing this unfold, and we put a man on the moon, by golly, and now, you know, we got some
just
really great.
I did start this in high school.
Very, very young high school, yes.
So say somebody wanted to get involved and help, but say I couldn't stand looking at blood and guts, but I think I could be a dispatcher. So is there a job route there, a career path there for dispatchers?
Yeah,
how does that work?
There's actually, again, that's another one that's really opened up. It's not just always a law enforcement dispatcher.
Right.
Like Guardian, all of your flight companies have their own dispatch center. Even AMR, American, they have their own dispatchers because they're such a large program. So you can even work for them. And a lot of that's on the job training.
Oh,
if
wow.
you go through law enforcement, they'll actually have to send you just more to get your certification. They'll send you on to further training. But yeah, so you've got all of your support behind the scenes that goes into EMS, especially on the air side. And like I said, mechanics. We have human resources just like anybody else, dispatchers, all
so
the
many
people
avenues
that keep us moving.
Yep. Pilots.
Lots.
Yeah.
And lots.
They're can't
important.
Do our job without our pilots.
Nope.
Amen. Right. That's for sure.
Pilots.
Well, I've told them before, I've had a loved one at the hospital before, and I was so thankful to see their helicopter show up and take that loved one to Casper, mm-hmm. to the hospital. Because, you know, we can't just stuff somebody in an ambulance if they need to go quickly. And right. The severity of the injuries were that she needed to be life-flighted. And we just thank you for that you're there for us.
And that you're able to do it because we're obviously, you know, not. And we talk about the dispatchers, too. That takes a special person, mm-hmm. too, to keep, you know, calm and collected absolutely. And to talk somebody through, you know, some traumatic moments. So, ladies, appreciate you. It is EMS week with Sage West. Margaret Wilder is joining us and the crew from Guardian Flight as well. Ladies, one more time, give us your names on the microphone.
Amy Hansen.
Lori Wimpen.
Amanda Hilliker.
Thank you this much. Big old squeeze. So Sage West celebrating EMS week, and hopefully Margaret has some fun stuff planned for you.
Thank you.
Thank Bye-bye. You.